idea. So open up your ears and listen. Oh, Lord, help me. Listen to this now. Ow!
Look at the girl. Number two. Show for his limousine. Ow! Oh, good God! He's like a zombie! Oh, Lord! And Freddy will be there! And Gordon, yes, indeed! Gordon will be there in a matter of personal conjecture. Oh, Lord! And President Ida will make all the other wrestlers look like dead old baby chickens. That's right, I said chickens!
Darling, Daryl Rhodes and the Idolaters, they still got it going on. Austin Idol for Presidente? It makes perfect sense. Why shouldn't the heartthrob be in the White House? He's lived in the penthouse for years and years. Put him in the White House, y'all. It makes total sense to me. Oh, Daryl got that funk on, baby. Not Terry, not Dory Jr. He got that street funk on from a hot Atlanta, Georgia. Daryl Rhodes, you done it again. Your royalty check will be in the mail. We're trying to find a good time to get it out to you, but rest assured your check will be in the mail. Austin Idol for President. Funky, man. Funky like a monkey. Y'all, welcome once again to the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast. Yes, he's the minister of motivation. Man, if you can't get pumped up, jacked up, revved up, ramped up, and amped up on this show, then you don't have a pulse. So get revved up, darling. Get revved up. It's springtime. It's a beautiful time. Yesterday was opening day in baseball. My team won. New York Yankees, Bronx Bombers, my team won. So it looks like it's going to be a great season anyway. There's so much talent out there. These guys are just unbelievable, man. They're just Aaron Judge. Well, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The talent that these people have, it's crazy. I mean, it's really, really crazy. So I love baseball. I'm excited about the new season. I'll be more excited if my team goes all the way. They're always loaded up, but they just can't cross the finish line. But, you know, at least they've got a mission. We want to cross that fishing line. Fishing line. Yeah, you know what I got on my mind? I want to cross that fishing line. No, I ain't editing that out. Ain't no way, y'all. I don't do the edit thing here, man. However it comes out, it comes out. If it sticks, it sticks. If it don't, it don't. But there ain't no editing on this show. It's real raw. Real raw. So anyway, listen, thank you for coming again, tuning in to this show. From the get-go now, I want to say something here to say a great big thank you. Muchas gracias to all of our military who are on active duty, all of our veterans who served, all of our law enforcement that are out there trying to protect us and doing the best they can, and all these people are putting their lives on the line every single day. All our EMTs, gotta have these people. We appreciate each and every one of them. Our firefighters, man, I mean, you know, the list goes on and on, but for all these folks that are really laying it on the line for you and me every single day, you can't ever thank them enough. I mean, you really can't. So anyway, I'm acknowledging them right now, and I am thanking them, and I appreciate each and every one of you. I truly do. So anyway, other than that, let's thank a few people too around the world who are tuning into this show. It's not just the great United States of America. We have the United Kingdom, we have Ireland, Singapore, France, Germany, Italy, the UAB. Oh man, there's so many. I know that I'm forgetting some of them, but that is a few of them that I wanted to mention. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the show. Obviously, you're digging it, and I hope you keep digging it. So, updates. Let me hit y'all up with an update. And the first one is, in case you're not aware, Retromania now has a new professional wrestler on the roster. It's none other than legendary Tommy Dreamer. Can you believe it? Tommy Dreamer has joined Retromania. Man, that is just awesomely cool. I mean, it is so cool. Yeah, I know Tommy, man. He's just a great guy. And I mean, he's got what a footprint this guy's got in professional wrestling. He's done so much. I mean, he really has done so much. House of Hardcore, you can find it on Twitch. But he's just a great guy, and he's a tremendous talent. Tremendous innovator of violence. Yeah, Tommy Dreamer, innovator of violence. I had a quotation from Tommy about being added to Retromania that I've been saying is going to drive you insania, and it's doing it, y'all. And what Tommy Dreamer said is this: I'm proud to be a part of an elite group of talented people who helped pave the way for this kid to follow his dream and become a professional wrestler. As a gamer, since the first game, Atari 2600, to have House of Hardcore to be represented in a video game is surreal. Now, that's pretty cool. That's pretty darn cool that Tommy would say that. So anyway, it's exciting. I mean, it's truly exciting. I mean, the talent roster is growing, and it's going to continue to grow until the folks there at Retromania Hardcore Capital Nucleus Epicenter Corporate Office decide to flip the switch. When I get info, you'll get the info, but it's sure this roster sure is starting to come together. It really, really is. So Tommy Dreamer, if I slap that Las Vegas leg lock on you, you're going to have a new name. It's going to be Tommy Screamer. Yeah, Tommy. Tommy Screamer. That's exactly right. How do you like that, Tommy, huh? Mr. Nice Guy here is gone. Now it's you and me. Somewhere we're going to hook up. You know we're going to lock up in this video game, and it's going to be awesome, man. The feedback that I'm getting from it is just crazy. I mean, the gamers out there, man, there's so many of them. They're already in it, man. They're already just, I mean, I get some, when's it going to launch? When are they going to launch it? Where will I be able to play it? You know, I don't know the answers to that, but they're coming, and it's going to be awesome. It'll go, obviously, it'll be a worldwide launch, global watch, a global launch, and it'll be a blast. Okay. Oh, here's a little, you know, for I want to kind of switch this around a little bit. I kind of keep my fingers on the pulse of real estate. See what's going on in the industry. And man, interest rates, I know as of yesterday, the interest rates are 4.06. That's the lowest they've been, I believe, gosh, in a decade. I mean, if you're thinking about buying a home, do not wait any longer. I mean, 4.06 for 30-year fixed. This is a no-brainer. It is a slam dunk that even LeBron James can't duplicate. If you're thinking about buying a home, or even if you want to refinance, man, do it, and do it now. And you want to contact my guy who will get it done for you, Danny Story. Danny Story, Premier Mortgage Loan Officer at First Bank Mortgage. They do business all across the United States. So it doesn't make any difference where you live. You could be living up in New York. You could be living out in L.A. You can be down in Tampa, Florida, my old hometown, up in Brooklyn, Brooklyno, Sheepshead Bay, where I was hatched. I hear that a lot. Idle, you weren't born. You were hatched. Whatever. Anyway, Dallas, doesn't make any difference. Man, if you're looking for a loan, you want to buy a property, you've got to call Danny Story. He's been in this business over 23 years, and really, he's famous for getting his clients the best possible mortgage loan to suit their needs. You cannot go wrong with Danny Story. Whether it's a residential loan that you're looking for, that's what he does. If you want to refi, you want to buy new, first-time home buyer, conventional loan, FHA, VA, USDA loan, everything you ever wanted in a lender is Danny Story, and I'm going to tell you exactly how you can get pre-qualified or reach out to him and talk to him. Simple. DannyStory.com. DannyStory.com. You can get pre-qualified right off of this website. That way you'll know exactly how much you can buy, what your purchase power is. DannyStory.com. Go there. Do that. You will not be sorry. He's a fabulous guy. Oh, let me see here. Looks like at this juncture, May the 4th, Austin Idol will be back in the Evansville, Indiana area for the first time in who knows how long. It's been a long time, but I can tell you this, I rocked that town, man. I rocked that town, turned it upside down, but it will be May the 4th. I will be in Crossville, Indiana. I think it's only about 40, 45 miles from Evansville. So if you're listening to this show and you live up in that area, you want to be there, baby. I'm going to turn that place upside down. When I get more details about the exact venue and all that, I'll fill you in. I'll probably have them for you next week. But this is going to be bedlam. It's going to be mayhem, as my boy the Dust, Big Dust, used to say. It's going to be pandemonium. Idle Maniac back in the Evansville area in such a long time. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. We're going to pack that place. We're going to pack it. Pack it. Or we're going to set up a kissing booth. Maybe. Not a Dunkin' booth. A kissing booth. Maybe. Photo ops, you name it. The shirts, the photos, the pictures, the whole thing. I'll be there. So anyway, I'll give you more details next week. But mark your calendar. May 4th. Yep, it's a Saturday. And Crossville, Indiana. Next up on the docket is, let's talk about this guy, this attorney, that he's one of my favorites, sponsors this show. His name is Stephen P. New. He is the Dragon Slayer, man, and he ain't a player. He is in that courtroom, man. He's anything but a player. Man, he is the guy you want to represent you if you have any kind of legal issues and you need some giant slayer, dragon slayer to represent you. You want Stephen P. New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. He's unbelievable. He really is unbelievable. And there ain't no brand that's too big for him not to go up against. He'll fight them. He'll knock them down, snatch their hair out, kick them, chicken wing them, go for that Las Vegas leg lock, slap that, take his belt off, slap that belt around, and make him scream. You want legal representation, there's only one guy to reach out to, and that's Steve New, Stephen P. New Law Firm. And it doesn't make any difference how big a brand that you're having an issue with. If you've had a product failure, a device failure, with medical, it could be anything, automobile failure, whatever it is, listen, don't go on your own, man. You got to have the right person to be in your corner. And this is who I would want in my corner. So what you want to do is you want to reach out to Steve New. Here is his toll-free number. It is 800-208-9169. 800-208-9169. And if you're hanging out down on the South Carolina coast, or maybe you have a second home down there and you just happen to have a little roof damage and you want to make sure that you get your roof either replaced or repaired without having to be jacked around by an insurance company, because they love to do that. They love to do that, man. Oh, yeah, they want their premiums on time, but when it comes time to give it up, you got to fight for it. And here's the guy you want fighting for you. His name is David Brown. I call him the master of disaster, because he is. Disaster strikes, man. David Brown's going to be there. He's going to get you your roof, either a new one or going to get it repaired. He's going to get it done quickly. He specializes with these insurance companies, man. I don't know how much they like him, because they know if David Brown is representing you, they know they're going to have to give it up and they can't play games. So anyway, if you're living down around Myrtle Beach or Charleston, South Carolina, or Wilmington, North Carolina, and you got a roof issue, you want to reach out to David Brown. It makes no difference what kind of roof it is. Commercial roof, residential roof, flat roof, shingles, heavy metal, y'all, slate, tile. They do it all. They get it right the very first time. He's got a gazillion satisfied customers. A gazillion satisfied customers. And AAA rating, Better Business Bureau. And hey, listen, you need a roof? Poof! Call my man, David Brown. Here's his number. 843-267-5428. That is 843-267-5428. Now, springtime. I'm going to get on my horse, because sometimes people just need to hear the truth. They may not like it, but that really doesn't make any difference. And I guess that's why they say the truth hurts sometimes. Man, I had an email from someone just recently, and they said to me, "Idol, keep this confidential. No names, please, but I am 65 pounds overweight. 65 pounds overweight. And I'm really lost. I mean, I really don't know what to do. It's so confusing out there. Eat this, don't eat this. You know, no carbs, low carbs, no fat, no white, no whatever. Can you help me?" And I said, "Well, of course I can help you. But what you need to do is learn how to eat." And this person said, "Learn how to eat? I don't get it." I said, "Yeah, you need to learn how to eat. This isn't about putting food in your mouth, chewing it up, and swallowing it. You need to learn how to eat." And the diet word, which I don't use, I don't like it, but I'm referencing it now, that industry preys on people and their confusion. And that's what they do. They keep you confused. I mean, there's a new diet, a new fad every day, it seems like. And, you know, what is the public, what are they supposed to do? They're going to try everything? You're going to keep bouncing around trying everything? You're not going to get the results. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I told this person, listen, what you need to do, you need to order my fitness and nutrition booklet. And really, it's mostly about nutrition. It truly is. And that's what it's all about anyway. 80-85% of it, up to 90, it's all about nutrition. So they did. You'll notice I didn't say he or she. They did. They went to my website, AustinIdolLive.com. They saw it there. They clicked it on. They requested it. They got a PayPal request, and they got their booklet. Now, this just went out not too long ago. But it's all laid out. I mean, that's the cool thing about this. And this isn't a starvation thing, a fasting thing, anything like that. No. This is just what to eat. Very simple. What not to eat. The combinations of food are critical. People really don't understand the combinations of food. To eat them simultaneously, how you get that optimum result. It's a critical thing. I even mentioned about when you go out to eat, what to do. Ask some questions. I mean, this is not a hardcore, you know, I'm putting you in a straitjacket, like Hannibal Lecter, where you can't have any food or anything. That's the farthest thing from the truth. I mean, this allows you to eat a substantial amount of food. You don't starve on this. You never get hungry. You never get hungry. It's a great booklet. Overweight. When you're overweight, you are inviting disease. You're inviting obesity. You're inviting diabetes. You're inviting heart attack. You're inviting stroke. You're inviting cancer. Why would you? Why would you throw that door open? And I'm talking about me too, not just you. Why would anybody throw that door open and say, welcome, welcome to my body. Do what you want to do. Take control. Take control. Go ahead and destroy me. Why would anybody do that? Look, I'll get up in a cheeseburger all day long. No doubt about it. I'll do the old Idol burger. I've never had a burger as good as mine. I do the Idol burger. I get some lean beef. Yeah. I'll get some whole grain buns, you know, 100 calories, nothing to it. That's no big deal. I don't eat all the bread anyway, but I've got something to put that burger in between. I'll saute up some Vidalia onions, man. I'm sauteing them up, man, they get sugary sweet. Oh, gosh, they're good. I'll saute up some mushrooms. I'll cook me up some turkey bacon. It's fine. Turkey bacon's good, man. It tastes great. Lettuce, tomato, little mayo. Man, load that baby up. Throw some chips on there. You can have some chips. You can have reduced chips or just go the whole route. I mean, I don't eat a burger. I can't tell you the last time I drove through a drive-thru place. I really can't. I have no idea. No idea. If I'm going to do something that I would say is not so good for me, I'm going to do it in my house. And I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And I'm going to jack it up, man. I'm going to take it to another planet. The Idol Burger. It's a killer burger, man. Slap a little avocado on there, too. Man, you think it's stacked up, you know, 10 feet high. 10 feet high. But, man, delicious. So, anyway, look at this. Look at your device. Look at your device. You see that? Join Austin Idol's Conquer Club. Click that baby on. Click it on. If you want the whole package there, do it. If you don't want the whole package, you don't the whole Concert Club package, that's okay. Scroll through the that's my merchant site. You can scroll through it. You can find the nutrition booklet. You want to order that. I'm telling you, you want to order it. And if you don't feel like that you need it, get it for somebody who you know that does, a spouse, you know, a son, a daughter, you know, get it for somebody, man. I mean, you guys have heard me say it. I just don't understand it. I mean, we'll go out and we'll get two or three quotes on a, you know, if it's a new roof, or you go out and, you know, getting your car repaired, we'll do, you know, lawn service, whatever the case may be. But boy, when it comes to the health, I don't know, I don't need to do that. Why do I need to do that, man? I'm all good. Well, you ain't all good. You ain't all good if you have bad nutrition. And I didn't say poor nutrition. I said bad nutrition. You ain't all good if you're doing bad nutrition. Get that booklet. Help yourself out. Do not invite diabetes, obesity, heart attack, stroke, cancer. Don't invite them. Slam the door shut on them. Slam the door shut on them. I do it. Man, I do it, and I'm glad I've been doing it for all these years. I've been doing it a long time, man. And you know what? I'm reaping the dividends. I've been reaping the dividends. I'm very fortunate that I made a commitment. And you got to commit. We all have to commit to something. So why not commit to your health? Commit to your health. Man, you can't go wrong. You can only go right, and it's never too late to start. Don't go there. Don't make that excuse. Well, I can't, no sense in starting now. What good is it going to do me? No, that's a wimpy, lame excuse. Don't do that. No. Get started. Get started now. Okay, kids, I'm off of my preaching nutrition for now. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to come back. And we're going to do a little jive talking. Hang in there. Don't go away. I'll call my cousin Vinny. He will find you. He always brings that Louisville Slugger with him. Now, I don't know what he does with it. He always brings that Louisville Slugger with him, especially during the first part of the MLB season. Okay. Y'all hang in there. I guess you didn't like the idea of cousin Vinny paying you a visit. I don't blame you. I really don't like the guy. You know, Tommy Dreamer, innovator of violence, my cousin Vinny, he'll stand toe-to-toe with anybody, especially when he's got that Louisville Slugger. Hey, this part of the show, thank y'all for hanging, is brought to you by none other than the Vacation Rental Condo Queen of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a place I love, and I love her too. She is a sweetheart. Her name is Vicki Jackson. I've known Vicki for a long time. She's really, really top drawer, man. If you are contemplating going to Myrtle Beach, you want to call Vicki Jackson, and I'm going to tell you why. She will hook you up, darling, with the best deal on the best condo in the best location in Myrtle Beach. And this is the voice of experience talking, because been there, done that, and man, oh man, you can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong. If you haven't been to Myrtle Beach, you ought to go. It's so laid back, kicked back, and fun, man. You're down there in the water, and oh, the big, tall palm trees, seafood, oh, it's just, you know, you just forget about it all. That's the beautiful thing about going on a vacation. You forget about it all. You forget about it all. So anyway, I suggest to you, put that Myrtle Beach on your list. Put it on your short list and call Vicki Jackson. I guarantee you, you'll be thrilled to death. She will hook you up. So anyway, if you want to get into that Myrtle Beach accent, you got to call Vicki Jackson. Here's your number, 843-945-4924. That number, once again, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, is 843-945-4924. That is Vicki Jackson, And as I'm recording this podcast, I see some news on my friend Jim Duggan that he is undergoing a heart procedure. Probably by the time this goes up live, it'll more than likely be over. But he says he's in good spirits. He's on his way to the hospital to have his heart procedure and going to be in overnight, and then he'll be out. And he finishes off by saying, any good thoughts and prayers will be appreciated. See you down the road. Well, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you got my thoughts, and you definitely have my prayers. The power of prayer, in my estimation, is priceless. And it's so incredibly powerful. If you're a believer, that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get into a big deal, okay? I want to mention about Roman Reigns. You know, Roman Reigns, he's incredible. I mean, he is truly, truly incredible. For him to have endured leukemia, he went into remission, and then it came back. I mean, I believe he was first diagnosed about 11 or so years ago. And then he got a bunch of red flags, obviously. And finally, the diagnosis was he had leukemia, then it returned. And so, obviously, as you all know who follow wrestling, he's taken time off to fight this thing. And man, what a fighter. What a fighter he is. What a fighter he is, Roman Reigns. I first met Roman Reigns down at the YMCA in Pensacola, Florida. He was still going to college, playing football. We shook hands and his hand wrapped around my hand. I mean, the guy was a monster. He's a monster. But he's got a heart of gold. Great guy. Great athlete. And the mindset that Roman Reigns has is unbelievable. I mean, he's a real deal athlete. And something about when you've played sports, it's another education. We've talked about this. It's another education that they don't teach it in the classroom. It's when you're competing in sports, you learn so much. And one of the things I learned, obviously, was don't give up. Don't quit. Fight, fight, fight. Never stop fighting. And Roman Reigns is a fighter. He's a fighter. I look forward to him being back. I really look forward to him being back. He's got a big fan base. Big fan base. He's got a lot of support, a lot of love going his way. And it's a beautiful thing. He's a great guy, and I definitely want to see him back in action with the big dogs. Fighting. What a word, huh? Fighting. What are we fighting for? Are we fighting somebody? But we're all fighting in some form or fashion. We're all fighting. Fighting to get better, we're fighting to improve, fighting for a better gig, and we're fighting, you know, fighting to pay our bills. But we're fighting, sometimes we're fighting domestically. It ain't good. It ain't good. Arguing is one thing, yeah, but, you know, nothing physical. No, nothing physical. And we're all going to argue from time to time because we're human beings. We're going to have these differences of opinion. And that's just the way it goes. I've seen families break up over the dumbest things. Dumb. Stupid. Because of lack of communication. That's what it is. It's a lack of communication. I mean, unless someone's been cheating on somebody or whatever. I mean, you know, it's not always lack of communication. But communication is such a critical thing. And it's lost. So often it's lost. Tough for people to talk to each other anymore. The best listeners are the best communicators. You gotta listen, you know, you gotta listen. give somebody a chance. Let them spill their guts. Let them tell you what's on their mind. You do the listening, then boom, it's your turn. But this is with so many people, this doesn't exist anymore. It really doesn't. So, you know, be a great communicator. Let somebody else do the talking. Put in your 2 cents and see what happens. But anyway, the divorce rate in this country is through the roof, man. It's just crazy. I mean, it's nuts how people are getting divorced. And some of the reasons, just so stupid. So anyway, keep that marriage going. Keep that relationship going. Even if you're not married, keep that relationship going, man. Talk to each other. Tell each other what's on your mind, Jack. And believe me, it can go a long way. And, you know, relationships can go down south. I mean, they can go south. But in a lot of cases, in a lot of instances, they can be revived. They can be, but it does take two. It takes two. And it might take one to be the one to lead the charge. Honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't do it. Please forgive me. Come on. Please, honey. One more chance. Give me one more chance. I promise. Does this sound familiar? I promise. I won't do it again. I promise you I will not do it again. Just give me one more. Please. No. No, please. There ain't nothing wrong with begging, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with begging. Don't be too proud to beg. Don't be too proud to beg, man. There ain't nothing wrong with begging. No. No, no, no. We got to drop that pride. Sometimes we just got to eat it. Just drop that pride and say, you got to get back. You got to crawl maybe a little bit. Get out on those knees and look up at those puppy dog eyes and say, please, please take me back. You never know. It might just work. Hey, I don't want to leave out and forget, because I'm going to get in trouble if I do, about when I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the gathering. It's going to be for me Friday, August the 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Greg Weiss Promotions is footing the bill to bring me in. And I'm excited about it. I really am excited about it. It's going to be a blast, y'all. It's really going to be a blast. So I look forward to being in Charlotte on Friday, August the 16th from 9 to 4. Y'all come on down. Let's talk some trash, man. Let's talk about how the king got his head shaved. Let's talk about how the wildfire got his leg busted. We'll talk about how world champion Harley Race claimed that I was a bounty hunter. That was a lie. I was not a bounty hunter. I sold him a little piece of real estate. He gave me 10 grand, and somehow it got switched around. It got flipped. That was a bounty hunter. Me, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, bounty hunter? Are you kidding? That is outlandish. Outlandish. And I vehemently object, and I'm going to hold some people in contempt. Yes, I will. Does that sound familiar, Brian Last? Hold him in contempt and object? Absolutely. And I'm going to bring in Steve New to represent me. We're going to get to the bottom of this thing. Now, you guys heard me mention in the first part of this about Tommy Dreamer being added to the roster for Retromania, which is being created and developed by Retro Soft Studios. But our list, as I'm making this recording right now, is the incredible Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk. You got yours truly, Master of the Las Vegas Leg Lock Lookout, Tommy Dreamer, Zach Sabre Jr. The list will be growing, but man, this thing is going to be hot, 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 too hot to handle. I've seen some of the graphics, and they are mind-blowing. They've only given me just a little taste, but the little taste that I've had, mind-blowing. Matter of fact, you can, I'm sure you can just Google Retromania or Retro Soft Studios. You can go onto Twitter and find them, and you'll get all the updates there. So anyway, that's probably a good idea for you. And there's a link to their site there. So it's really, really cool. All right, y'all. I think you've had enough of me for now. Oh, wait. No, wait. Un momento. por favor, Chateau Mate, Kurosai. You see that little thing there on your devices? Support this show. Come on, y'all. Really? Really? All this content I'm giving you for free? Come on. Chip in. Support this show. You're helping to grow the audience. If you think this is good and it's worth sharing, it's worth spreading, come on, chip in. Pitch in a little bit. Support the show. Really, it's helping. It really is helping. We're in so many countries right now. It's incredible. And that list is growing. So, yeah, it is the Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast. It sure is. And it's brought to you right from Las Vegas, Nevada. Here he comes right now, 242 pounds. The women's pet, the men's regret, the universal heartthrob, Austin Idol, all podcast nation. You ain't heard nothing yet. Come on, Can Heat. Let's work together.
Because together we will stand every boy.